Good morning, it's Tuesday, April 2nd, and this is Slices of Wenatchee. We're excited to bring you a closer look at one of our top stories and other announcements every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Today, four local businesses, Taco Loco, Becky's Beauty, Jade Nails, and Ditto Thrift Store, are being compelled to vacate their premises to make way for a new redevelopment project. And later, we're looking into the unfolding situation at the Leavenworth Adventure Park, which has stirred considerable debate within the community. Before we begin, have you joined Neighbor yet? If not, download the app today and join local conversations about issues that matter. Neighbor is a site just for our local community, focused on facts, not misinformation. Best of all, it's free for everyone. To learn more, visit wenatcheeworld.com/NABUR. Now our feature story. A corner at Kittitas Street and Wenatchee Avenue, once the site of thriving local businesses, stands on the brink of significant change. Four local businesses, Taco Loco, Becky's Beauty, Jade Nails, and Ditto Thrift Store, are being compelled to vacate their premises to make way for a new redevelopment project by Widener Apartment Homes, an entity known for its expanding real estate portfolio in the area. The redevelopment plan, revealed in a pre-application meeting with the city, encompasses the demolition of four existing structures and the introduction of two new buildings, along with the adaptation of the historic Old Wenatchee Jailhouse. This ambitious project is set to reshape nearly 16,000 square feet into three new retail spaces on a roughly half-acre lot, marking a considerable transformation for Wenatchee Avenue. Salvador Murillo, the owner of Taco Loco, encapsulates the personal toll of this redevelopment. Having purchased his business with the expectation of stability, Murillo was blindsided by a notice to vacate, a move he describes as mean due to the broken promise of a long-term lease. His story highlights the precarious nature of small business ownership in the face of redevelopment and the profound sense of loss and disorientation that can follow. Luz Covarrubias, who has run Becky's Beauty for a decade, approaches the situation with a sense of readiness for a new chapter, despite the forced move. Her resilience and optimism shine a light on the enduring spirit of entrepreneurs, even in the face of upheaval. Next, the situation unfolding at the Leavenworth Adventure Park has stirred considerable debate within the community. The park, known for its alpine roller coaster, climbing wall, and mining sluice, is at the center of controversy due to proposed changes that include extending operational hours, revising parking requirements, and introducing live music. John Sutherland, the park manager, submitted a request to amend the park's conditional use permit to allow more flexibility in operations. Specifically, the amendments aim to eliminate ticketed parking, extend outdoor activity hours to include non-amplified music until 8 p.m., allow amplified live music indoors for special events until 10 p.m., and permit indoor activities to continue until 10 p.m. The proposal has encountered opposition, with the city of Leavenworth receiving over 200 comments from the public expressing concerns over noise, increased traffic, and deviations from the park's original permit conditions. In response to community feedback, a request to bypass a noise study was withdrawn, emphasizing the park's commitment to addressing noise concerns. Leavenworth Community Development staff suggested modifications to the conditional use permit, including strict parking monitoring, defining operational hours for indoor and outdoor activities, and specific conditions for live music to minimize noise disturbance. At a recent hearing, the community provided extensive feedback, predominantly opposing the changes due to concerns over noise and disruption. A few, however, spoke in favor of the park's contributions to the community. With the public comment period now closed, a decision from the hearing examiner is expected within 10 business days. Thanks for listening. For more information about all the stories you heard today, visit wenatcheeworld.com. The Wenatchee World has been engaging, informing, and inspiring North Central Washington communities since 1905. We encourage you to subscribe today to keep your heart and mind connected to what matters most in North Central Washington. Thank you for starting your morning with us, and don't forget to tune in again on Thursday.